There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. Finally, 2020 is coming to an end, and like you, I'm not even mad about it. In fact, my friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are celebrating with huge savings. It's Dick Toledo, and with employee pricing plus, you pay what every Chapman employee pays at the Big Finish sales event going on now. So wrap up 2020 with a win this holiday season and enjoy huge savings on every new Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram vehicle. Visit them online at Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Wash your ass, for God's sakes. Hi, Phoenix. How are you?
Great advice.
The best advice you could ever get from a radio show is they come back from a song. It's like those old things that say, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? They do that back east. They never did that here. When I lived here, they never did that. But back east, they do it all the time. And I never knew what that was. Like, I always thought that was a threat.
Beyond the curfew hour?
I always thought that, as a kid, I always thought that the TV channels were coming to get me. Hey, parents, you know where your kids are? Because we do. You want them back? But they never did that here. But I think it would be great. It's 9:30. Wash your ass. Channel 12. It would be a great little promo. You'd never not watch. Did you see the stuff that they tell you to, like, every once in a while they remind you to do stuff?
Did Brandon Lee just tell me to wash my ass?
Yeah.
They got the hands going right now. Wash your hands.
Yeah. It's 9:30.
Move it on.
Thanks for watching Channel 12. Didn't you wear those pants yesterday? Hey.
It would have to be the Troy McClure type. I don't think Yetta Gibson could pull it off.
Oh, Yetta can. It's not about her. It's the big announcer that does it.
Right.
It's just some bumper between, like, commercials. It's 10 o'clock, 12 news. Wash your ass. I'd be all over that.
Now you know.
And now, Mark Curtis and Caribe Devine. It's like, wait a minute, what just happened?
Washing their ass for 25 years in the valley.
Keeping their asses clean for over a quarter of a century. Mark Curtis has been here for like 30 years. He left for Minnesota for a little while, but Groucho Mark Curtis has been here forever. Why are we still looking at...
There's Tuma. Because people are sending this in. Stan Shaw
played Tuma. Tuma.
What else was he in? I don't even...
He's been in 1,000.
Oh, has he?
He was in, what's the one with Eddie Murphy?
The Distinguished Gentleman?
Harlem Nights.
Oh, Harlem Nights.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's been in a lot.
Yeah.
He was awesome in the Santini. God, what a movie. And then my buddy Marty just texts me, and he throws in a TikTok Clarice at the end because it's time-sensitive stuff he's texting me. Now, that's all I got, Lecter in my head now. God damn it. 5'11", about 175 pounds. Eyes blue, hair blonde, be about 35 now. That's all I can think about. It's in my head. No, 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 no. You're doing so well, Clarice. So polite. God damn it, Marty. The Brady Report is coming now. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Did they do this again?
I was telling you about the HBO The Undoing.
Yeah.
And the girl in the well is the one dude's
Catherine
wife.
Bimmel?
Yeah. Oh, no. She's in Big Sky.
Oh, that's not Catherine Bimmel in the well anyway.
Not Catherine.
That's the senator's daughter. I forgot her name just
off. Precious.
Yeah. Young Catherine away.
Bimmel is the one that she's looking for.
Bimmel's, yeah. Frederica
that's
Bimmel.
Gone.
Catherine is, God damn it, what's her last name? Ah! I know this movie front to back.
It's age.
Young Catherine awaits. Tick tock, tick tock. Oh. Senator, what the hell's the senator's name? Because it's her daughter. Tell me, Senator.
Yep.
Did she toughen your nipples?
It's network TV, Big Sky.
Oh, man. This is your fault, Brady. Anyway, find out what Catherine, the girl in the well's last name is. Because Frederica Bimmel, Catherine's her name, but Frederica Bimmel's one. Yeah, she's the one of the. She's the one who got her back all diamonded up and had that moss shoved in her throat. God damn it!
They argyled her.
You don't remember that? Yeah, it was, he's making a suit. That's what cut the diamonds out of her back. You don't remember that? That's the crucial. That's the linchpin in finding James Gum. He's building a suit, so he's cutting the shapes of her back in diamonds. The diamond cuts they couldn't figure out until they realized. Catherine Martin. Damn it! I lost that trivia contest. Sorry, Barr.
Damn it.
It's time now for the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. From now until December 13th, you drop off new unwrapped toys at any Phoenix area Hooters, and you'll get 6 free boneless wings plus. With a purchase of an entree. And you can spread that Xmas cheer and enjoy a Bud Light draft as well. Also, they got that Holmberg Bound from Four Peaks on deck, too. So you got all sorts of stuff over there at Hooters that you can do. And they bring you the Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hello, Brady.
Along with Pearl Harbor Day.
That's right. Today is December 7th, the day that will live in infamy.
It's also National Letter Writing Day.
Pearl Harbor Day not turning into... some sort of sheets sale or car special fascinates me. Jewelry. And gives me hope for 9/11 not ever being a three-day holiday. Because most of our holidays are drenched in blood. Most of our 3 days are blood-drenched nightmares. Memorial Day.
That's not the whole idea.
Well, they take a day off and remember.
What happens.
So you'd think that we'd take advantage of the first time
Fourth
that we
of
were
July.
Attacked. You know? 4th of July is... No, it's blood drenched.
Celebrating a lot of
it's
blood.
It's drenched in blood.
Yeah. It might be the bloodiest. Right.
It took a lot of blood to get there.
It does, but that's all countries. I guess that's true. But every time a tragedy happens, usually you take that time to reflect. So until Pearl Harbor becomes a three-day holiday, I don't think 9/11 will. But I think we're on our way. People would want that. In remembrance, they'd say. But the next thing you know, you're out there by the pool and flipping burgers.
It would have to be like the first Monday of December or something like that. So it wouldn't always be on December 12th or 7th.
Yeah, you'd have to make it like 4th of July where it kind of pops up.
Yeah.
But I could see the way America would respond to like 9/11, the holiday, meat towers, and like we'd be on the barbecue making like, look at me, two big giant loaves of meat.
Never forget.
I never stop eating.
Man.
People would be jackassery
about it. Did you say Patrice O'Neill was the one on that?
Patrice O'Neill said he thought it would be like, before he died, he said like 2020, we should be having some car sales based on 9/11.
Airline.
Yeah. You'll never forget 9/11 because of these savings.
Two for ones.
Yeah, two for ones. We are ground zero for your savings. We're close. We're not too far off.
Nope.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Tojo's on his way, and he's bringing all the sales. It's our December 7th day that will live in infamy because we're going to lose our asses with these deals. We haven't done it. I got to credit where credit's due. I don't know how we haven't turned December 7th into a big holiday, but I'd take the day off. I don't care. I remember either way. I'm not going to make the Towers of Meat or, you know. December's not a pool holiday, so we wouldn't really do it. December, 3-day weekend in December seems excessive since we're about to have like 9 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Brady, go ahead.
Got some baseless fun facts. CNN has a video clip ready to air if the world is about to end.
Oh, that's good.
It's a band playing the song Near My God to Thee.
Wait, say it again?
CNN's end of the world clip.
So there's one technician.
Ready to roll if they think they're getting close enough. Whoever... makes a call on it.
Just like they've got a whole package for Clint Eastwood dying.
Yep.
They have adjusted. They think people are going to be watching the news?
The world's about to end.
Wow.
Roll it!
It should be a warning. If you see this on CNN.
It's too late.
Get the F out.
Well, if they're still broadcasting enough to play a song, we're not at the end of the world yet. They're guaranteeing they're fake news. I'll turn it to Fox and see if they're playing. They would go
to the chief or something.
No, you know, Fox News would go straight to the heart of from the lakes of Minnesota. They'd go just all about it being an American to the hills of Tennessee. Whoops, sorry.
Whoa,
I don't know the words of this. We here at Fox News have to know.
What's this mean, honey?
It's all over. This is it. You're all going to die. Thanks for watching Fox News. We've put together a package for ratings. Yeah, I love that. Nearer to God, I thee, what?
Near my God.
What's that sound thee. Like? Rich, get that one. Nearer my God.
The sheriff is nearer.
So, yeah. He says the sheriff is near. CNN says the sheriff is near.
No, Dad Florman. The end of the world is near.
Says the end of the world is, I think, near. This is it? This is the last song we'll hear?
Yep, apparently.
And I got to be religious right then and there? Come on, I'm an atheist. This doesn't...
Man.
Two, three, four. Oh, sorry. I thought we were going into it. Jesus. This is why I don't like religion.
The end of the world. Yeah,
because all religious songs feel like the end of the world. Religion feels like the end of the world. That's all they talk about. About you dying or the world ending? I mean, it's the least uplifting thing I've ever seen.
Was that the soundtrack Father Dale was playing in the jacuzzi? Or?
No, it was his song.
Near my God to me.
Yeah. Except for you replace the word God with.
It was hot, holy water.
Yeah.
Get in the hot tub. Do it for Jesus. There have been around 19,000 Major League Baseball players in its history, and not a single one had a last name that started with the letter X. There are 52 of those whose last name started with Q and 98 with Z.
Wow. The best name in baseball, if I recall correctly, the triple O, Orville Overall, which I like a lot. He had three O's as his initials. And then there was a guy just recently that had that same thing. First guy with O-O-O as his name. That was just a little bit ago.
MySpace was in talks to acquire Facebook in 2004, but passed.
Why is this guy yelling at me? He said, you guys, tight bike shorts make a dude look like he's gay.
You once said.
Yeah. Well, I stand by that.
I think he's talking about you wearing the outfit or getting the outfit from Action Ranch.
I know it'll make me look gay. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to do it. I didn't say it made me look manly. So I'm doing it as a joke.
With the full click-ins and everything?
I won't do the clickers. I fall down too much.
So MySpace was in talks to acquire Facebook in 2004, but passed because Mark Zuckerberg wanted $75 million. They felt it was too much.
Wow.
Current value?
Like $5
billion. $445 billion.
Oh, my Jesus.
What?
Whoops.
So MySpace sold in 2011.
I guess $5 billion is like a high number.
Yeah.
$445 billion is what Facebook's worth?
Yeah.
So people can watch you and your stupid food?
Don't forget, they own Instagram. They own a lot of other stuff, too.
I'm lost.
MySpace sold for 2011.
People eat food on another thing?
So you can watch Brady camping.
Race turtles?
Yeah, you can watch turtles.
Camping? You went camping and filmed it?
That was me with that bear. I assumed it was
Oh, that was. Oh, I gotcha. I don't watch his Instagram.
But you can watch girls getting hurt, and that is worth
it. That is worth the price of admission. There are a couple good ones, but for the most part, I'd rather listen to that End of the World song over and over than watch most people's Instagram page. You guys all think you're entertaining. You're not. Sorry, Brady. That turtle race was a drag. You filming that hummingbird nest made me want to kill myself. Brutal.
John, isn't that the song that they played when the Titanic went down?
Is it? Nearer to
Nearer
God.
Nearer and farer.
No.
No, that's not it.
Near.
They played out on the Casa Concordia for you?
Yeah.
The band was playing. I don't know the name of the song.
One more, chaps.
Why would CNN have a closeout tune?
Yeah, just I don't think you got to worry about ratings at that point.
Yeah, what are you doing? Man, we really nailed it with that last one. Good move. Glad we were prepared. Nice job, Richard.
Wow.
Texter got that. Nearer my God to thee.
Okay, nearer my God to thee.
Good day, sir.
Except me, who's committed the ultimate sin, so I'm just going to be left behind.
To no one.
That's right. I'm fine with that.
There's a 40-year-old guy.
Why would I want to meet the guy that's blowing up the world?
Yeah.
Seems like a douche.
There's a 40-year-old guy named Doug Henning from Elliott, Maine.
A magician?
I know. That's what I thought.
Lives
but
in
he's
the world
40.
Of illusion.
So it could be his son, maybe. By now.
I would doubt it.
That is how he sounded. I totally forgot.
Living in the world of illusion?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And then he'd roll his fingers.
He wore those rainbow tights? Everything's possible in the world of illusion.
Well, this Doug Henning grew up in an adopted family. But after putting in quite a bit of work on Ancestry.com, he managed to connect with his biological dad. Aww. His biological dad, Raul, flew from Columbia to Boston to meet Doug for the first time ever for Thanksgiving.
With an assload of coke.
But because Doug, COVID. Everything today with the hashtag content, Doug decided to dress as Buddy the Elf to meet his biological dad, Raul.
Oh, no.
And Raul punched him in the face.
Raul's like, who's this twink?
This is why I gave you up. Raul had no idea. He's never seen Elf.
Right. He didn't care.
So he's mostly confused and just kind of ignored his son, acting like a fool, and he walked up and hugged him.
Just like he has for the last 40 years. Hey, Rich, you should dress as Elf.
Yep. This is my... It's where I was going.
Maybe he'll show up. Just stand around Billings dressed as Elf. No one will miss you.
Not a far trip to see that one coming.
Everybody stops and waves except your dad blazes by. Don't look at him. Don't look at him. Don't look at him.
But there's an Elf.
I know who it is.
Daddy! Papa!
I didn't hear it.
I've got a One Wild America.
All right. And go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is Wild America. This was kind of the story we talked a little bit about earlier this morning about the bear attack.
Yeah.
It happened in Nevada. Caleb Benton and his 90-pound pit bull buddy.
Caleb? All right.
Yeah.
Caleb's got a pit bull. He's got to protect those bones.
Go get him, buddy.
The guy was outside his pit bull. He heard barking, and then he heard a deep growl, knowing that it was not Buddy. And he looks, runs down the little drive there and sees Buddy's head in the bear's mouth.
It's done.
And he's taken away Buddy. And the guy just...
Now I can't stop picturing Caleb from the Shriners as the hero here.
Pit bull.
I'm coming, Buddy. What do I have to lose?
He ran down there and jumped on top of the bear.
Made an adorable blanket out of
him. All right, Caleb.
Tried to choke him out, started punching his head.
Alex
showed
up.
The eyes.
Yeah, Alex out there swinging.
It was a 350-pound bear.
Wow.
He did manage to get the bear to release Buddy.
So he was just kind of holding him. He wasn't biting down.
Oh, no, he was biting down. Well, I mean, Buddy had to have some. No, Buddy survived it. Had to have some stitches.
Yeah. He's got some PTSD.
Put together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's the Jonah of dogs. Lived in a bear's mouth for a little bit.
They both spent Thanksgiving in bed together. Both
the bear
recovered.
And Caleb?
No, Doug. Or yes, Caleb.
Doug Henning was there.
What?
Kid dressed as Elf. His name's Buddy. Was in a bear's mouth. As we combine the stories, Raul flew up from Columbia with his bear. Worked in a surgery.
3.5-hour surgery on Buddy.
How'd he do?
He's recovering. Not they good. Had to... you know, the brain swelled and all that, so they had to drain in, get the fluid out of there. But he survived.
Good.
Screw but Caleb. The problem is...
I don't care about the kid.
The bear has been back twice.
Oh, looking for the rest
house.
Of Buddy.
Yeah,
yep.
Because he's going to kill Caleb next.
Buddy tasted good.
Yep. And someone took my food.
Yeah, that was mine. He's pissed more at Caleb than he is at dog. The dog's probably in the clear.
So Caleb's... challenge the bear on Instagram.
That's right. Logan Paul's going to fight
Paul.
The bear now.
Caleb Paul.
I kicked that bear's ass, bro. You know it, bro. Get all janky with me, bougie bear.
And that's your Wild America.
Yeah, yuck. Yeah, that's a tough one. I took the dog in a couple nights ago without Megan knowing it. She went out to the dog's room to see, and she thought a coyote ate Frank.
Uh-oh.
Pure panic. He was just laying next to me the whole time. It is weird when you think of wildlife killing your pets because they're out there. That mountain lion that was wandering around our neighborhood for a little while, you're just like, nah.
There's an owl
you guys
in our neighborhood.
Oh, I got two of them.
I wonder about Roscoe every now and then.
You got a little one.
Yeah.
An owl, the bad thing about an owl is they try to pick things up they can't carry.
Yeah, because
and their talons just shred them as they drop them. I throw rocks at the owl by us. He's in the middle of the night the other night.
Get out of here, owl.
At 2 a.m.
Wow.
And they just watch you. Oh, they're creepy. And people like I just don't want any wild. I throw rocks at it. Brady would probably cage it and name it. I can't wait till they legalize. It'll be soon. firing a shotgun in your backyard and stuff, because I will kill everything. I got a squirrel living in my pool room again. That thing's on steroids. He digs these mountains, these giant holes in the mountains outside of these holes, and he just hangs out back there. The thing's about 6 pounds. I don't know what he's eating.
Everything.
Well, I got to slaughter him.
Do I need to continue? I'll give you the headline. And woman suffered months of hallucinations after she ate gas station sushi.
That says everything it needs to say. I just need to know what she was hallucinating about.
Well, problem number one.
A job?
5-day-old gas station.
Well, it's the gas station. There's no expiration date on their fresh fish.
I was going to say, do they put them on there?
So they
all gas station sushi is at least 5 days old because it's not moving. That product ain't churning out.
What an idiot.
What kind
if
of
if you go to AMPM to get your sushi, you look, need to be shot.
You need to suffer the consequences.
Yeah, exactly.
She couldn't sleep.
What?
She's pooping.
Gas station
all over the place.
Which gas station agrees to go, you know, we need sushi? People will no, they have to know.
And she blew through her pack of Marlboro Reds afterwards.
The hot dogs.
It was in Illinois.
A push. Like, you shouldn't even eat those. I know some guys with constitutions.
Anything off those rollers.
Anything that moves around for like multiple hours publicly needs to be thrown out every 10 minutes.
Well, after a series of seizures and they finally rushed her to the hospital, doctors figured out she had a huge tapeworm living inside of her.
From the sushi, or did she eat that at another gas
station?
From
the sushi.
Oh, man.
So the tapeworm
was hungry.
Ate the sushi.
And all the restaurants were closed.
Where's this at? Does it say?
Yeah, it's
in Illinois is where she was.
Oh, that's Southern Illinois, I'm sure. Yeah.
And the better part is the gas station was the only thing open, and she chose sushi over Funyuns, Cracker Jacks, all the food that you could have gotten that was safely bagged up.
Or Twinkies, something that doesn't
anything.
Expire
right.
ever.
She went with the rainbow roll in Illinois, which is carp, bluegill, shad, and smallmouth bass.
Crawdads.
Sardines.
With a spicy crawdad center.
Yeah. Salmonella and spit sold on the side instead of any of that ginger. It's human skin. They don't use ginger at the gas. Just human skin flakes. Put it right there in your what you think is wasabi.
That's not seaweed.
Just a bad urine sample. It's a guy trying to pass a stone, so it's much redder.
This Brazilian model claims that she's found a way to increase her sex drive by adding a little more afternoon delight.
Mm-hmm.
She suns her vagina 2 hours a day.
We've read about this.
Luna LeBlanc is the name she goes by on
Red light
Instagram.
Therapy, sunlight therapy.
Leticia
it's all
Martins,
light therapy.
23 years old.
Remember the thing about you can't get cancer if you tan your butthole for like 10 minutes a day?
Yep, I do remember that.
People, wow, she's not kidding around. She lays in her patio, spread eagle.
Does it look like St. Bernard?
She's got her hand over it with a glove on, which makes me a little nervous. Legs are a little thick. Implants are too far apart. This is just a picture. I'm just judging.
She said the 2 hours a day not only helped her vagina to stop looking like a 10-pound boar's head roast beef to
God, what was the pausing
I was
for?
Waiting to see where that was going.
We all thought he had a stroke saying vagina.
He was going to deliver it
well,
every time a vagina.
If he says the word vagina,
it trips him up.
He
every
stops
time.
Thinking.
It throws me for a
because I guarantee every time he says vagina, his mom and dad pop in his head just shaking.
Why are you doing this, boy? Why are you doing? We didn't raise you this way.
Brady, with the don't work blue.
Target is selling a 3-pack of dipped Oreos for Christmas, $4. But some people are making some comments about the 1-pack that has Santa's boots. It's third one down. Santa's boots don't look like
that. Does no?
It's a dong and balls.
Right. That's right. That you have no problem with. Say that vagina, and all of a sudden it's church. Every church pastor that's ever talked to you, and
her vagina doesn't look like a 10-pound boar's head roast beef. Jeez, what happened to me?
Got through that one.
I'm not the same man I used to be.
We'll end it with some radio videos. The first one is a little internet advice saying you're hanging your Christmas lights wrong on your tree.
Okay.
Don't spin them around. do the zigzag method, top to bottom.
Oh, that looks terrible. I hate that.
It's easier to replace the lights. The lady shows a example.
But I think it looks ghetto
you
when
plug
it's
plug them in before then and then.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Bert. You, the people who put the tree lights on and then plug them in?
Yeah.
You might as well eat gas station sushi. You're an idiot. Yeah, you plug them in, and then you say several curses, and you throw that whole pile back in the box.
Yep. Just give it a chance.
No.
It's probably just one lineup.
No, throw those out. Oh, she's got one of those poor people trees with... Oh, she's a nightmare. This lady lives with cats.
Decorating Christmas trees used to be part of my job. We used the zigzag method. It means you don't waste lights around the back of your tree. And if a set breaks, you can take them off really easily.
That's a different zigzag method.
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing it, but it's still, you see the lines going up and down. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
That lady's alone. Did you see her hand? Ringless reason.
This is a quickie. This mom yells at her kid standing by the Christmas tree, and the kid's look that he gives her. He must be three. Two or three.
Kason.
He's already killed his brother down below there. He's
dead kid under the tree. Oh, Jesus. Oh. That's Damien. Whoa. I don't
you
like
want
that.
Some of this,
that
lady?
That's creepy.
That kid's no good at all.
Oh, my God.
Well, that...
Just Kason.
The brother of his laying on the ground. They got Irish twins there, because those kids are like 10 months apart.
Oh, man.
My God. Jesus. I would give that one back immediately. Oh, that look. Yeah, he's definitely... I'm going to send a copy of We Need to Talk About Kevin to those parents, because... From birth on. Have you seen that movie ever?
No. Huh?
Oh, great stuff. For childless people, it's the best movie ever.
What's everybody, it called? I'm putting this down on the list.
Everybody with kids goes, it's not that great, because it scares them that they could have one. But it's basically like, this kid's born bad.
Not my Kevin.
Yeah, wow, that's dumb. That's just dumb. Mm-hmm. I don't have kids, so this is how I see all your kids. Now, to us childless people, watch We Need to Talk About Kevin. And know that that's how all of us childless people see your awful children. That eventually you're going to bow and arrow your mother and father in the backyard.
High five.
Not that part. The high five for not having kids.
Yeah, that's
not
what I'm saying. No, that's part. What I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just clearing it up before I offer my high five. The 2.5 I was providing that, not coming in.
The final one is a Buddhist monk covering Metallica. Japanese Buddhist monk.
I thought they were supposed to
say
silent.
The name of Kosen 1108.
Does he do the Mustaine stuff?
Yeah.
He posts videos.
Hello,
himself.
Me. Me to the real me.
Oh, he's doing Metallica, not Megadeth. Never mind. This will be great.
It's in about 108, I think.
But you always in.
That's exactly what I wanted it to be.
Paintball wood carp.
Hold on. The impression's racist, but then this. I'm doing it from here on. Who talked him into this?
He's got backup vocals, too.
Never end.
Hit the big pot.
Yeah, hit the big pot. So this is what they're doing in those temples.
Yep.
He's not that into it.
He's got about as much rhythm as Lars, too.
Yeah. He's the only one that's allowed to do the music.
The producer's got to get the meter on him. I want the other guy. This is tomorrow's wake-up song.
We're going to get letters just from playing this. I do want that drum, though, that glockenspiel.
I like how he says Neba.
Neba. His meter sucks.
Oh, man. He's staying with Lars. Yeah, Lars' timing's not much better.
We need to metronome here.
Jeez. What's the big pot for if you're not going to hit it?
Come on, Kason. Oh, big stick. Grab the big stick.
The big stick to the left. There.
Getting a lot of play out of that wood carp.
Kind of
kind of a monotonous sound there, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think you're really... Here we go. Nope.
Catalog.
We're gonna find more.
Damn it,
hang on.
Marty just texted me from the band and says I'm fired. Bringing this guy. Yeah, that's evil.
Big stuff.
Back in that fist.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I've heard worse in Playdio.
Oh my god.
Yo.
God damn it! Will you hit that big gong?
I don't think he's gonna.
I do. The song's almost over. How come it's only halfway through? Does he do a second
he's
one?
He's freewheeling right now.
It's like he does a discussion.
Right here. Give me another one. Yeah, cue and hit it. Click. Right there. See what he's doing.
Oh, just watch a video.
Went into meditation.
An ad first, I think.
So he meditates after this. More. Just keep clicking. When does he start going again? Fast forward. You don't know how to fast forward.
It's
fast forward
playing.
Further. I know. That's not fast forward, is it? Keep going.
It's
I don't want it to play silence. There.
Maybe he had gas station
he does that
sushi
the whole
and he's
way.
Hallucinating
he's on
right,
piece
now.
Right now.
Yeah. That's it? What are the markers for on the scrub bar?
That's
usually
commercials
that's
and stuff.
Commercials.
Yeah.
Oh. We skipped right by him.
Well, not in porn. It's not. Usually it's position change.
All right. Yeah.
And now they've started to actually
what's next in the catalog?
Market. See what else yeah, what else does he play? Did he do somebody that Coast I used to know? I love that song. Somebody that I used to know.
We're going to rock down to
Electric Avenue. Then we take a higher.
Boom. Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, he does Yellow Submarine.
He's taunting us with the L's. This is the Beatles.
Yeah. We are living
in the town where I was born.
Same guy?
Living the man who said to see.
Oh, don't hit the fish again.
I hit all above his life.
One drink pony, this guy.
In the land of submarines.
Submarines!
So we sailed up to the sun till we found the sea of green. And we lived. Beneath the waves.
Phoenix, you're getting ready. We're all singing along.
Submarine.
Racist Asian chorus, go.
We are in the Yellow Submarine. Yellow Submarine. Yellow Submarine.
He's never going to hit that goddamn pot. I'm just
kidding.
Oh,
there
he goes.
He's got that in his hand. Here it comes. Here we go, Jim.
Oh! Ultimately disappointed.
Feel the spirit.
Ultimately.
Many more of them.
He's got his backup guy yet.
Live next door.
He's got a couple of $1,000
records. He's still going on that
bat. To play.
Where are those guys?
We all live in
I feel like it's the fa-ra-ra-ra-ra is happening all over again.
CNN should play this as the last song ever.
That's the end of the world. Yeah. And now we turn to the Buddhist monk and Yellow Submarine goodbye. Cruel, cruel world.
Somebody.
At least you go out laughing.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to miss you. So wait, what's this?
Feel the sustain on that one.
You think if the world was ending around you, you'd still go, we are in the era. So screw it. What am I going to get? Canceled for the racism?
As we
captain.
I like his hype man off camera. He's great. Yeah. Flav.
All aboard.
That's Flavon, 11-0-12.
It's Frave. Fravor Frave.
Want, Fravor Frave.
How about We Will Rock You?
Yes. By the way, the show's canceled. We're just going to do this all day. All right, sorry, Larry. This goes on until he runs out of music. By the way, next U-Fest, this dude's showing up. Ugh.
Brady, y'all!
No. I love this man. It's nighttime now, by the way.
Buddy and a boy make a big noise. Jerry in the sea gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. A big disgrace.
Is it racist to enjoy it?
No, 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 no. Oh, no. We will rock you.
No, 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 no. It's not so a wee weir. It's a wee wee.
Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
They're so worried about this one, they got a fire extinguisher back there.
I see that. Oh, he's got some pyro coming?
You got mud on your face. Big disgrace.
I love him.
Does he go into We Are the Champions at the end? Or because
I paid my dues.
It's only 2 minutes long.
Oh, probably not.
He goes full Mercury on that, though.
Time after time.
Right into Fat Bottom Girls.
Rava Queen! Get on your bikes!
Get on your bike and ride a fat girl!
I'm gonna make you some peace someday. You got mud on your face.
I'm not playing. Anyway, just enjoy it, everybody. Happy holidays. Louis Moses just named his band Asian Gas Station Sushi. Solid. Come on. Anything else?
Yeah, we need something else.
I'm not done.
Let's see.
This whole thing could go. His name is Kassan.
Ramon's 1108.
Oh, Judas Priest.
Ramon's.
Judas Priest breaking the law.
Somebody told him to pick all the L songs just to see if we. And he's This is a revenge tactic. This is almost terrorism.
Right. I'll play
if
some
we
Priest.
Play this in the United States, everybody's going to do the.
Breaking
accent.
The law.
Oh, this is good. We're all going to get fired. Well, now there's a little production.
Bad karaoke.
Yeah. Oh, this will be good.
We got to get Halford in here.
Well, I was completely wasting. Out of work and down.
Oh, by the way, to Rob Halford, this guy just got in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sorry. You'll get your letter later.
First time.
He loves so nobody cares if I live or die.
Don't pour us get to the chorus,
so
Mom.
My heart way begin with some action in my life.
Got a lot of big boy hitting on this one.
Beckins hello. Beckins hello.
Beckins hello. Is it German?
Stop it. Teenage Lobotomy. Let's do this.
You want to do Teenage Lobotomy? All right.
I can't stop. Right. This is the last one, though. Until the next one.
Unless something else comes up.
Until the next one. Unless he does the...
Lobotomy! Lobotomy! Lobotomy!
Ooh, he's got a
Lobotomy!
There's the setup.
That's
the shrine.
Yes, I have to break the news. No, I have no mind
to. All right, that's enough of him.
Pete just messaged and said he should team up with Dandar and go on tour.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Bigotry, hilarious. I've been saying it for 20 years. You guys have been fighting me.
See, and you guys give me crap about it.
Yeah, and you know who's funny? Oh, trust me, Bert. I've been on the other end of this for too long.
Uh-oh.
You laugh too hard at it, but still.
Uh-oh.
See?
Uh-oh. He's got one titled God Bless America.
Oh, well, we got to go one more.
Damn it. All right. Crows it up.
From the hills of Minnesota.
Oh, sorry. It's this one.
God bless us.
Let's try it.
Oops.
Take
from
two.
The top.
He was off a little bit. Huh?
God bless America.
He was at a key change. Tune down.
Land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her. Through the night with the light from above.
Joe Coy this weekend at Stand Up Live, everybody. If you want to go see him, he's here.
We got to start the show with this song every morning.
We just don't need a show anymore. This guy, somebody hire him. Get rid of that Woody and put him on KDKB. All of a sudden, I'm worried.
I don't know why, but I didn't think that that would be God Bless America.
Why?
Oh, I'm with you on that.
I just thought it would be something different.
When it says God Bless America.
God Bless America.
I know.
Oh, I see. Okay. You did a pretty good job with that one. It's 8:10 there in the morning sickness. Thank you for finding the Buddhist monk singing rock songs.
I want more.
Yeah. You never, well, that's where they leave you. In an hour, you're going to be starving for it again.
For $4.99.
He's charging $5.
He just got a lot on his
page.
Whoa,
does he ever? How have we not heard of him before? How do I know more about Logan and Jake Paul than this guy?
I had to wait until
he's talented.
When you were ready for Kassan 1108.
That's right. Thanks, Kung Fu. All right. We're all done with that.
Thanks, Kane.
There goes your Brady report, musical and otherwise. It's 98.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Then the emails are rolling in for suggestions on what that guy could sing. And I think the best one we've got is sitting right in front of me. Well, what do you got? What are you going to say?
I'm not sure if this guy's angry or if he's saying that it's actually appropriate. How effing appropriate. You guys play an Asian singing God Bless America on December 7th.
Yeah.
Well, not all Asians attacked us, racist. Just one, we don't know the difference between. We have to put a marker on him.
That's
we know who it is.
Changed.
We just, you know, you couldn't really. What?
That's a good change.
Huh?
Brady, you're not missing. You're being racist, yeah. Too. He's not Japanese.
What's the difference? He's a Japanese Buddhist monk.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he looked Chinese to me. So now you're still racist, but I am too.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I'm racist.
Well,
trying to prove his being racist.
No, I am being racist. I was completely racist, too. I said it earlier that I can't tell them apart. That was the whole point. But then he started to say, that's where we're better. And I'm like,
No, not better. I'm saying it. That's how things have changed, which is a good change.
That Japanese people sing God Bless America now?
Yeah.
So you're saying they all look alike is what you're basically saying.
Yeah, I've said that for years. So yours, and we all look alike to them too, so I have no beef with that. So you're saying throw a little sunlight on top of somebody's land and the next thing you know they're singing your hymns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Catholic way to do it. They're not complying. Kill them. They'll sing our songs. 105 in the shade, Soko and Lemonade. Boats of beer in my hand, toes in the sand. All I wanna do is get raised. My balls are brew. I blame you. I say, I come with me. Had to have her. So I reach out and grab her for a riddle. Summertime sodomy.
Yeah, it's got the backup.
Oh, yeah. It's Play-Doh with Buddhist monks.
You might have a chance to win this year's Play-Doh, too.
I think
that was
a top fiver for sure.
You should do it again with Brett filming.
Really? Twice?
Yeah,
no, that's it. No.
Yep.
If you miss it, you lose.
That's on you.
Now snatch marble.
Buddhist typically not Japanese, however. Correct?
I'm not sure.
Staying out of this one.
Yeah. I don't know what the numbers are, don't they?
Maybe that's us being racist?
Yeah.
Cultists?
But saying an Asian singing
Welcome
God
to the party,
Bless America
boys.
On the day. Yeah, you can't. Like, Asians didn't attack us, just the Japanese. Right? I mean, there may have been a Chinese guy mixed in as like a expatriate and went over to Japan because he hated us so much. But
Chinese are most Buddhist.
That's what I thought. So he's a rare one. China and Japan don't like each other.
18% of the total world population of Buddhists is
Chinese. Japan's attacked China like 1,000 times. Not recently, but over the years. They're a little sketchy by that little island nation.
Oh, yeah. It's been
those guys used
thousands
to be,
of
look,
years.
Until we put sunshine on their grass, they used to attack everyone.
Right, well, according to the map,
and the Mongols
they're in there.
Throw them in there.
Right, well, I'm sure it's
Central Asia.
Well, I get where Buddhists come from, but that doesn't mean they attack us on
Sunday. I'm just saying the colors, China and Japan, are the same color. Mongolia is up there.
And when the Buddhists are down there in the, what is that, Micronesia?
Sure.
Okay.
I think it is actually Micronesia.
Yeah. I know maps.
The best maps.
I know China looks like ovaries, and Mongolia looks like an ovary hat.
Yep.
Japan is just off to the right laughing, and then you really start screwing me up.
All comboed up
and
looks like Toledo's elbow.
Yeah, it does. It's hey. Toledo's Cambodia
Good,
elbow.
Yeah.
Anyway, Asians didn't attack us on December 7th. Don't say that. A very specific group of them did. And we gave them the sun up close and personal, and then they made us TVs.
And representing all of Asia.
That used to be a group of people who used to fight constantly.
That sunshine changed them. We put sunshine on them, and they're like, we're done. We'll fight no more forever. That's enough.
Hey, I love my Samsung TV, so yeah, I'm all in.
Have they been in a war since?
I don't think so.
Japan is like, help us out. Every time they've gotten us that way. Every time Korea gets a little uppity, they're like, hey, U.S., do you have any of that sunshine left? Help us out. Asians didn't attack us.
Sunshine sodomy.
A guy said, after you guys were describing blown out lady ween last Friday, I can't look at my St. Bernard puppy or my wife anymore. Sorry, Sean. Guys are struggling with that. It's not our fault, but if you want to listen to the podcast. Megan was like,
that was mean.
Like, hey, you didn't have any kids.
Yeah, I know, not to me, but to all those other ladies.
I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Nobody needs to know that.
But it's true. And it was hilarious. You got the Guadalupe replay ready?
I'll get it.
Oh, come on, man.
The no play?
Who's producing now? Yeah, we didn't play
Guadalupe. The introduction beauty.
There wasn't one.
The introduction was great, though.
Introduction's the best part of the thing. Let's be honest. And then occasionally get some gems with Boner Garage Lady and things like that. But most of the time, I mean, we could cut it off at introductions. The game itself is sort of fun occasionally, but for the most part, it's all about the intro. So we had an introduction, and the lady chickened out, and we just gave it to the guy. He answered one question.
Yeah.
That was it.
He won it.
On the secret square. Yeah. It was easy as peasy. But, you know, we had our regular group in there and everything else. I think Lou Holtz, Rudy Giuliani. Before we knew he had COVID, he was just farting Rudy Giuliani. Because that's what he was. That's what Friday's bad news about Rudy was. Now Monday's bad news is
Lou,
he's got
gave
the
it
COVID,
to him.
And we think maybe it may have had that because Lou and in that row, COVID, COVID, now COVID. It's a full COVID row. Trump had it, Holtz had it, now Gassy Rudy's got it.
Rudy's just itching to stay in the Guadalupe Squares. He's trying to go for a run.
What do I have to do to stay in this thing, please?
Station identification. Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
2020 is coming to an end, and we are not mad about it. In fact, at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we're celebrating with huge savings. You pay what we pay with Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish Sales Event happening now. So this holiday season, wrap up 2020 with a win and get big savings on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.